Hey, Chevra, I want to share with you a very special Torah for the Marv Shemesh. Moshe Rabbeinu, the final pasuk before Aseret Dibro, so this week's parasha, says to Bnei Yisrael, Anoichi omed bein Hashem uvein Eichem, be'eisahi lahagid lechem es dvar Hashem, that I stood between you and Hashem, Anoichi omed bein Hashem uvein Eichem at that time, and told you the words of Hashem. They're different mepharshim. The Ramban talks at length about what exact time this was talking about. But we could imagine it's talking about all of the mitzvahs and all of Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the medium between us and the Rabban Hashem. Besides for the first two dibros that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoyde v'atzmo. That's Pasha Pshat. The Hilul Baruch Hashem says a Torah that's been quoted many times from in many different svarim. He says, "B'derech Drush." You could learn this pasuk also. The Moshe Rabbeinu, before giving over the Asar to Debros, before telling us how to connect Hashem, how to be mizdabik to Hashem, how to be one with Hashem, he was first preparing us in what could be the greatest impediment to our relationship with Hashem. How to ensure that we can even be makabel and build a foundation to be makabel the Asar to Debros. Anoichi, Anoichi is. Being all about you, being all about I, the gaiva of this world, haughtiness. Oimeid ben Hashem o ben Eichem. That's what stands between you and Hashem. First and foremost, before anything else, you want to know how you're going to be makabel, Torah mitzvahs? Through humility. Through understanding and being mevatel yourself to Hashem. When there's anochius, when it's about you, how wealthy you are, how good looking you are, how much kavod you have in this world. You're never going to mekabel Torah mitzvahs in the proper way. Anoichi oimei ben Hashem uvein Eichem. It comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ish Moshe anav na'od mikol adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that could go and talk to Hashem and bring us to Torah because he had that humility. He was the most humble of people of all time. And that's the humility each and every one of us needs to have in our life. And then we can connect to Hashem, and then we can connect to Torah mitzvahs. That's what the Hilul Gemara of Shemesh teaches us. I was thinking about this earlier today. Anoichi is Gematria 81, which is Af. So first, Af, which is anger. So first of all, Vada, Vayichar Af Hashem. When a person has Anoichi, when a person's haughty, what greater Af should come from their Ribbono Shel Olam? Who are you to be? I gave you everything, I created you, and you have Gaiva, and you're haughty. Brings that Af, Vayichar Af Hashem. We also know, it's the cause of Av. What's the cause of anger? The cause of Av is when you have Anoichi. It's all about you. So it destroys not only your relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what destroys your relationship with each other, Benam L'Chavero. The root of all kas, of all anger, is Anoichi. It's all about you. Not being mevatel to others. So that was the first Torah that came to me. But then I was thinking something else. The pasuk says, Anoichi omeid bein Hashem uvein Eichem. That anoichius, that gaiva is what stands between us and Hashem. That will hold us back from having a relationship with Hashem when it's all about you. So what's the difference between Hashem and Beinechem? Anochi omed bein Hashem and Beinechem. What's the difference between Hashem and Beinechem? Hashem is Gematria 26. Beinechem is Gematria 132. So what's the difference between Hashem and Beinechem? What's the Bain? Hashem or Beinechem? What's the difference between 132 and 26? No? 106. It's a bunch of Rami Matana. The Gematria of Ha'odom Gaiva Belibo with the Koilo. When a person has Gaiva in his heart, it's exactly 106. Ha'odom Gaiva Belibo. That's what's Anoichi Ome Bain Hashem Beinechem. You know what's going to be between you and Hashem? It's when Adam has Gaiva Belibo. That's the 106 that's in between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the wall. That's the Kaisel Shel Barzel that's going to hold us back from our Kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, Bezer Mizbarach, we should be Zoiche. We should be Zoiche to connect to this deep parish of Eschanan, to Sarsha Dibros, to Shema Yisrael, to Vatem. Hadvikim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Chacham Ayom to Atarei Soldaske Hashem Elokeichem Einod Mavado. But how's a person going to say Einod Mavado? How's a good person going to connect to Torah Mitzvahs in the deepest of ways and live a life of Simcha and life in Nechama like we spoke about before? Only first when you obliterate the Anoichias. The Gaiva Belibo is gone. All Anivas Hashem Shibizoicha Nom Bizoichet, all the Kedusha of the parish and all the Nechama of Shabbos Nachmu of Nachmu Nachmu Ami until we're Zoichet and not just Nechama but Geula and Yeshua with Mashiach Zakeinu b'mehera b'yameinu. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh